The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This ancient vegetable was found thousands of years ago in caves in northern Thailand, in Egyptian tombs, and in Swiss Bronze Age villages. But it wasn't until the Italians started cultivating it as a fresh vegetable and introduced it to the French that it really took off. The petit pois, or fresh garden pea, is normally thought of as a spring treat, but it grows equally as well as a fall crop. Let me tell you how. Plant fall peas 2 months before the last expected frost date in your area. For us, that means about now. I grow quick-maturing varieties such as Sugar Ann and Strike. If powdery mildew is an issue in your garden, consider Sugar Daddy. Another option is to grow some snow or flat-potted peas. These don't have to reach full size for eating, so they're good for places that get unexpected frosts. I love the yellow-colored Golden Sweet and the new purple-potted Shiraz. They both hold their color well when cooked. If all else fails, eat the pea tendrils and leaves. Harvest the last 4 to 6 inches of the pea branches to include in soups, stir-fries, and salads. To grow peas, soak them overnight in warm water and sow on compost-amended raised beds. Cover the bed with a floating row cover, especially if you have birds, chipmunks, and rabbits around. Keep the bed well watered. The water will keep the soil cool for better, more uniform seed germination. Many of these varieties don't need traditional pea fencing, but simply a 3-foot-tall twig fence to keep them upright. Peas can withstand a light frost and keep growing. However, the shorter fall days means pea plants will grow slowly, so it's important to get them to the flowering and fruiting stage by early fall. And now for this week's tip. To get your cut flowers to last longer, recut the stems under warm water so air bubbles don't get in the stem and slow water movement. Change the water daily, and many cut flowers can last for more than a week. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about some invasive shrubs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.